Welcome back to another hour of Charlie Bernhaus' Jewish Soul Music Program. I'm your host, Elchanan Bick, with another hour of Classic Chazanut. Let's begin with a selection by cantor Moshe Koussevitzky. This is Adoy Shem Moloch. Moshe Koussevitzky was born on June 9, 1899. He moved to Vilna in 1920 and served there as cantor at the Saul Synagogue, and starting in 1924 at the Great Synagogue in Vilna. In 1927, he became cantor at the prestigious Tomaki Synagogue in Warsaw, succeeding Gershon Sirota. He gave many concerts throughout Europe, and finally, in 1947, Moshe Koussevitzky would settle in the USA. He died in the year 1966. Famously, he was the oldest of four brothers, all who were notable cantors in their own rights. Let's play Adoy Shem Moloch by cantor Moshe Koussevitzky.
Adoy Shem Moloch Geyos Lovish Lovish Adoy Shem Ois Yisazah Aiti
Adoy Shem.
And next we have a song by cantor Gershon Sirota. Sirota was born in the year 1874 in Podolia, Ukraine. He began his career as a chorister in Odessa and then moved on to the Vilna Synagogue. Later, he would take a prestigious position as oberkantor at the Tolmachy Street Synagogue in Warsaw. Sirota and choir master Leo Lowe traveled extensively throughout Europe and the U.S., giving event after event at Carnegie Hall, at the Metropolitan, and at London's Royal Albert Hall, among many others. He was fired from the Warsaw Synagogue in 1927 and replaced by Moshe Kozovitsky due to the extent of his traveling abroad. Later, Sirota would take a position as chief cantor at the Nozick Synagogue. He would continue traveling far and wide, however, always returning home to his family in Warsaw. He was one of the only great European cantors who did not eventually accept a position in the U.S. Sirota and his family were killed in the destruction of the Warsaw Ghetto during the uprising in May 1943. So let's hear, sung by cantor Gershon Sirota, this is Ki Chol Peh. And next is a selection by cantor Joseph Shapiro. This is a very rare and very interesting recording. It is called Lefi Chataenu. It was recorded on a Victor Squirrel record in the year 1929 and is one of only four recordings produced by cantor Shapiro in his lifetime, as well as one recording for the 1931 film Voice of Israel. Joseph Shapiro was born in the year 1890 and passed away in the year 1936. So let's hear Ulefiha Toinu by cantor Joseph Shapiro. Next up is Lil Shimurim by cantor Zvulun Kvartin. Kvartin was born in Ukraine in the year 1874. He first officiated as Chazan in the year 1896. After spending some time in Odessa and studying Chazanut in Vienna, he was Chazan at synagogues in Vienna and St. Petersburg, and for 10 years at the Tabak Temple in Budapest. In 1919, Kvartan emigrated to the United States and was appointed chazan at Temple Emmanuel of Borough Park, Brooklyn. There he became known for the richness of his lyric baritone voice, a rarity among notable cantors of the time, most of whom possessed tenor voices. He made many recordings as well. In the year 1926, Kvartan moved to Eretz Yisrael, where he conducted services and gave concerts. 11 years later, in 1937, he returned to the U.S. and accepted a position as cantor in Newark, New Jersey, and he passed away in the year 1953. Now let's hear Leil Shimurim by cantor Zevulun Kvartan. And next is a selection by cantor Leib Glantz. This is a rather unique selection among Leib Glantz selections, as this is not an original Leib Glantz composition. This is the famous Sirota's Rite, composed by Schlossberg and performed on numerous occasions and recorded on several occasions by Cantor Gershon Sirota. Leib Glantz was born in the year 1898 in Kishinev. He arrived in the U.S. in 1926, where he gained fame, giving many concerts. His first position in the U.S. was at Congregation of Shalom in New York. He then served at Tzane Temple and Shari Tefillah in L.A. He was an expert on the subject of Nusach, and he frequently lectured on that topic. He composed over 200 songs in his lifetime. He passed away in the year 1964. So let's hear this Rite by Cantor Leib Glantz.
Oh!
And next up is a recording by Cantor Shalom Katz. This is a Vidivrei Kodshech recorded for the Superphone Record Company of Czechoslovakia in the year 1946 and composed by Czech composer Sasha Grossman. This is one of the four recordings composed by Grossman and recorded by Cantor Shalom Katz in the year 1946 for the Superphone Record Company in Czechoslovakia. These are the earliest of Shalom Katz's recordings. This would be later re-recorded by Cantor Moshe Kusovitsky. So let's hear V'divrei Kodshecho from the year 1946 by Cantor Shalom Katz. Next is Ahavas Olam by Misha Alexandrovich. Born in 1914 in Bursbils, Latvia, he gave his first public concert at the age of 9. In the year 1936, Alexandrovich came to England, where he served as chazan in the Central Synagogue in Manchester for 2 years, and following a concert tour in Europe, he accepted a post as chazan in Kovno, Lithuania. While he was in Kovno, he had appeared in operatic roles with the Lithuanian Opera Company. When Latvia became part of the Soviet Union in 1940, he was no longer able to travel outside of the country, and he became a Soviet performer. During the war, he served by entertaining Russian troops and was sent as far as Caucasus. He performed in Moscow in 1943 and was so successful he undertook 3 extensive tours of the Soviet Union, traveling right up to the Arctic Circle. He made many radio broadcasts, and these together with his recordings made him a very well-known and popular performer. His performances included classical Russian songs as well as an extensive Yiddish repertoire. He gave private concerts for both Stalin and Khrushchev and was given the highest awards bestowed upon artists in the Soviet Union at the time. He was, however, not able to travel to the West. In the 1970s, an international campaign was launched to gain him the right to leave Russia. He was eventually granted that permission and subsequently enjoyed a successful career as chazan in Israel and America, where he gave many concerts and produced recordings on vinyl records, both of cantorial and Yiddish material. He died in Munich on July 3rd, 2002. So let's hear Ahavas Olam by cantor Misha Alexandrovich.
Sure.
Next is Kilek Achtoiv by Cantor Leibel Waldman. Waldman was born in 1907 in New York. He possessed a powerful voice of impressive range. He was notable for his many recordings as well as for his performance in 12 Jewish short films between the years 1931 and 1942. This is the second of two recordings of Kilek Achtoiv produced by Cantor Leibel Waldman. The first would have been for the Banner Record Company on a 78 RPM record. This recording was on a vinyl record for the Malo Recording Company. So here we go. Kilek Achtoiv by Cantor Leibel Waldman. And next is Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, recorded in the year 1930 by cantor Shmuel Vigoda. Vigoda was born in Dobrzyn, Poland in 1895 He studied with his father and later with Jaszla Rozenblat. Vigoda officiated as cantor in Budapest and in 1933 immigrated to the U.S., where he continued in cantorial offices in New York, taking Rozenblat's position at Oyer Tzedek Synagogue and in Washington. He died in 1990. So let us hear cantor Shmuel Vigoda, Achinuchu Beis Yisrael, recorded on a Victor record from the year 1930.
Achenu, achenu kol beis Yisrael. Achenu, achenu, achenu kol beis Yisrael. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael. Ane soni batsarova shivyo Achein vacheinu Al beis Yisro Ane soni batsarova shivyo
Next is a rather long selection by cantor Benzion Kapp of Kagan. This is Midas Harachmim and Yehi Ratzon, recorded on a Columbia record. Kapp of Kagan was born in the year 1899 in Romania. His first position was at the age of 26 at the Rostov-on-Don Synagogue, and then later at the famous Brodsky Synagogue in Odessa. Bensian later fled Russia for the United States and served as chazan at the Ocean Parkway Jewish Center in New York and subsequently at the Concourse Center of Israel in the Bronx, New York. He died on the second day of Rosh Hashanah in the year 1953. So here we go, Midas HaRachmim and Yehi Ratzon by Cantor Bensian Kap of Kagan.
Rachamim oleinu hisgalgeli v'lifnei koineich tchinoseinu tchinoseinu hapili. We are Dameich Rachamim Rachamim Shalom. Oh.